Today, a new campaign against cyberbullying is encouraging kids to get out there and do it in person. It's the latest attempt to cut down on online abuse among middle and high schoolers, but will it work? And in news that might be very relevant to most of our audience, a new study says that listening to podcasts causes irreversible deafness in 95% of people, and that number could be on the rise. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. If it happened, and it's not covered on this news podcast, did it even really happen? Probably not. Cyberbullying has been on the rise in America for years now. Recent studies show that nearly 1 in 3 students between 12 and 18 have been the victim of internet harassment. With those numbers steadily increasing each year, it's a disturbing trend. The organization Parents Against Online Defamation is the latest group to try to address this epidemic. This week, they've launched a brand new campaign that aims to cut down on internet abuse by encouraging kids to get out there and do it in real life, face-to-face. OPR correspondent Jenna Resnick has been covering this story, and she joins us now in the studio. Hi, Jenna.
Good morning, Leslie.
So what can you tell us about this new effort, and do experts think it'll work?
Well, the idea that if more kids are out there bullying each other in person, or IRL as they say, that could cut down on online harassment incidents across the board. Interestingly, as cyberbullying is on the rise, bullying overall has remained consistent, and in some cases, even decreased. But these activists say that if you increase overall bullying and focus it on traditional physical altercations and verbal taunts, you could decrease the online harassment statistics. As for whether it will work, that remains to be seen, but this group is optimistic.
So how is this campaign working? What is Parents Against Online Defamation doing to encourage bullying in the flesh?
Well, just yesterday they put out this video, a sort of PSA, with a number of parents articulating the group's message.
Enough is enough.
It's time to stop cyberbullying in all of its forms.
Tell your kids to put down their screens and put up their fists.
We want teenagers to stretch their legs, get outdoors, and physically harass each other out in the here and now.
Offline, tangible, real.
Not online.
If they're berating their younger sibling's physical appearance to their face, that's time spent not berating a classmate's appearance online.
Pretty effective ad. A lot of teachers say that cyberbullying is their number one concern these days, and I'm sure many of the parents listening agree. What should they know about the campaign?
Well, the PAOD is stressing that it's all about creating opportunities for your kids to make each other's lives miserable in person. Calling up other parents, setting up bullying dates, feeding them some solid burns about the other kid. And there are a few schools that have implemented entire class periods where there are no electronics allowed, and it's just full-on, no-holds-barred, student-on-student psychological torture.
Are those schools seeing a decrease in cyberbullying?
Too early to say.
So in addition to these television and radio spots, you also attended a Parents Against Online Defamation event, is that right?
I did. Last week, they organized their first face-to-fist meetup, which was a huge success. It's a great way for kids to get some practice bullying face-to-face. No Twitter or Instagram in sight. But it's also a great way for the adults to learn how they can be most supportive. This is what one parent had to say.
Both my wife and I learned new techniques to help support the healthy development of our son. From now on, we're going to have a no phones during dinner policy so Kyle can watch and then mimic us verbally abuse each other. We didn't realize that could be so beneficial.
PAOD recommends implementing small put-downs into your daily routine while slowly working your way up to constant physical abuse. For example, Leslie, why are you such a bitch?
Wait, what?
I said, why are you such a little bitch?
See,
I could have texted that to you, but instead, I'm saying it to your face, you little idiot bitch.
Jenna, stop. OPR's Jenna Resnick. Ow!
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
A potentially game-changing study published yesterday by researchers at the University of California, Santa Cruz, found that listening to podcasts causes irreversible hearing loss in 95% of users. Virtually all of the study's 200 participants reported that after 2 weeks of regular podcast listening, they had gone completely and permanently deaf. The study indicated that the podcast-induced hearing loss often began with an inability to make out tones of a higher register, followed by a ringing sound associated with tinnitus, and ultimately a stop to all auditory functioning whatsoever. Wow, pretty interesting stuff. To help us make sense of this data, I'm joined by the lead researcher in this groundbreaking study, Dr. Patricia Dubois. Dr. Dubois, thank you so much for joining us today.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Tell us, how exactly did this study come together? Fascinating. Now, according to your research, even a few minutes of exposure to podcasts shatters the cochlea of an average person. Obviously, I'm personally in the podcast industry, so I feel a bit of responsibility to my audience here. Is there anything podcast fans can do to mitigate the effects? Really? So listening through headphones can accelerate the damage by up to 400%. Anything else? So it sounds like what you're saying is that even if you can still hear podcasts, that doesn't necessarily mean you're in the 5% that's unaffected. Could just mean it's taken you slightly longer to go. One thing you tell listeners, what would it be? Well, I'll be sure to steer clear of that then. Good advice. Now, I was particularly curious about another aspect of the study. You indicated that every form of podcast, news, sports, opinion, was intense trauma to the inner ear. But is there a particular voice of Ira Glass equivalent of piercing your eardrum with a nail? Oh, wow. And finally, I'm sure our subscribers would want me to ask you, any chance of recovery once? Or is it completely hopeless? Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It's been a real pleasure getting to speak to you today.
Another side of this story. Hope to some of today's most famous podcasters in order to get of this study. And a little fun along the way. Let's listen.